Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for joining me today. Wow, what a glorious time this is. I know that sometimes it may not feel like that, but it is. We went through a huge energy shift August 9th. That was this last Sunday. It is literally shifting the way that we see things. It's shifting our emotional reactions, and it's just really that great shift of consciousness that we've been hearing about for so long and read about for so long, and even in a lot of the Book of Essenes or the Dead Sea Scroll or the Tao book of the Dead the Tao. Hello. See, this is one of the things I'm going to talk to you about, that because you may find that there's things that you can't remember. If that's rationalizing, it really isn't. But what is happening is now that we're looking at things from our soul's perspective, meaning that we're having more difficulty to go into our past to be able to pull up, different things. The Book of Formation, the Tao Book of Formation. I knew it would be there. You just have to go back into the archives a little bit more, but lots of impact that this energy shift is literally having on us as far as how we're going to view our life, how we're going to react to situations emotionally. Doesn't mean those situations are going to go away instantly or that they're just going to kind of vanish from our radar. But what it means is that we're going to find that we're not going to be reacting the same way that we were prior to this shift. The other thing we're going to find is the minutia in the mind that literally is just an accumulation of a lot of information that we think that we need to keep just in case there's that one day we're going to wake up and maybe we need to find something that happened when we were, you know, way back younger, 3 years old, 4 years old, are still going to be there. But what we're going to find is it's going to be more difficult for us to go back into the archives and pick up all the trivial stuff that we just have accumulated, kind of like the dust bunnies and the cobwebs of the brain itself. What also is occurring is that when you do experience a strong emotional reaction to a situation, you may very well find that if you allow yourself to spend time in that situation and with that emotion, it'll give you the opportunity to recognize how deep-seated these situations are. I had a situation come up just last week prior to this shift of consciousness, and it's something that I have worked on and, you know, kind of like all of us, been there, done that, lots of different processes, lots of different techniques to be able to work through it. And for some reason, it just seemed like no matter how much I did, I never seemed to really release it. And that was hard for me to understand why that would happen and what was the complexity behind it. And what I found out is when I really went into that space of quiet and solitude, that's very important right now, into that place of solitude, what I found is that when I went there, oh my gosh, this is something I have been really holding deep, 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 way down inside of me since I was 4 years old. And the awareness of that was, well, no wonder I keep getting this charge. I had been working on it, you know, kind of from where I am today, going back maybe 6 months, and be like, whoop, there it is again. So I would work on it and think, okay, well, it's gone away. And then like, whoop, there it is again. And then I'd go back maybe 6 months or a year from where I left off, da, 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 da. But what I found is that what I really was working on was something that was imprinted at 4 years old. And unless I allowed myself to see the experience through the eyes of my soul, to see how far back that really went into my archives with that emotion, truthfully, I believe I would have never, I don't use that word very often, but I would have never been able to recognize the depth of that emotional charge. So in just having that information, in fact, Bruce, my husband, said to me, okay, Carol, now that you've had this epiphany, what are you going to do with it? And I said to him very honestly, I really don't know. It was just like this epiphany, this awareness that, oh my gosh, no wonder it still keeps coming up. No wonder I've had the struggle or even the emotional suffering around it because it goes back so far. The minute I said that, something inside shifted. And it said, you know, Carol, you're not going to forget the situation. But what you can do is you can let go of the charge. Look at how long it's been in your history. Look at how far back it's been. Do you want that to continue to control your life, Carol? Or do you want to just go in and look at how far I've come? The minute I made that shift, the situation is still there, but my emotional charge and the angst around it that I've been struggling with suddenly was gone. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is like magic. This is absolutely wonderful. And what I learned from that is we have to be willing to do the work. We have to allow the emotions to come up. We have to become the emotion. We have to become the event. We don't have to stay there long enough to where it immobilizes us, but we have to become. And when we allow, we become, then we have the power to change. I teach a lot of classes around alchemy, alchemy of the soul, alchemy of the self, the alchemical processes, creating that sacred union between the I am, between your I am and yourself. And I've done a lot of this, and really the formula for alchemy and what we're being asked to do in this shift of consciousness, we're being asked, allow our soul to show us what needs to change. When that soul brings that information forward, become that situation, because that's how you have the barometer to know, do you want to stay here or do you want to change? If you want to stay there, the soul doesn't scold you. It's not like that parent-child relationship. But if you say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore, and there's a different calm and a different resolve around that, then the change that's necessary comes so effortless and so easy for you to be able to say, I just don't want to do this anymore. I recognize what it is. It is absolutely amazing. That is alchemy. And that's what this energy is all about in this great shift. It's all about alchemy. So alchemy is allowing, becoming, and changing. That's the formula for it. When you do that, then the impure, meaning all the conditioning, all the wounds that we have, all the hurts that we have, suddenly we now have the power to be able to change those. And in doing so from the soul's perspective, they are changed instantly, meaning the emotional charge behind them no longer exists. It's just such a glorious time. Well, I've changed the format a little bit for today's show. I've been asked by many listeners to just see if I could just do a show where we just chatted like this and shared information that's current. Most of my shows are planned a month in advance. And so what I'm going to do is today's the first day I'm introducing a program called Conversations with Carol. We're going to just talk. We're going to talk about the things that are happening that are current, things that I'm learning, hopefully things that you're learning. I am going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you as well as just chatting. It's kind of like the pleasure on my part of us just being able to sit down and have coffee together. And so if you have a question for me and you want to talk about this shift of consciousness, you want to talk about seeing life through the soul's perspective, you want to talk about your health, I'm here for you. And you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. So we're just going to jump right in. Format is let's take calls and let's make it happen. Hi, Leigh. Is it Leigh or Leah?
Leah.
Leah. Hello, sweetie from California. Is this the Leah that I know?
Yes, it is.
Hello, sweetie. I thought your energy, and I thought I should probably know how to pronounce that. How you doing, hun?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
I have a quick question and a kind of a long question.
Okie dokie.
Quickie. I'm having a colonoscopy on Friday.
Okay.
How am I going to do?
You're going to do fine. They may find a couple of small polyps, but they'll be in the benign range. How's that?
You're wonderful. Thank you.
And the reason for that is that you're no different. The foods that we eat, what occurs is that we find that the foods just seem to form those polyps. It is not unusual for people to have polyps. It is not unusual for those polyps to fall within the benign range. And then what they'll do is they'll usually give you a 5-year bill of health, and then you come back in 5 years to do it again. So that's the way that one ought to work.
Okay. Now, the tough question. Why was I born into this body with this family with all these issues about overeating?
Oh, because you are a courageous soul. Now, I know that probably doesn't make you feel any better, but I am really truthful about that. You are a courageous soul. part of where you are is in your own work and in the changing of the ancestral patterns of your family, specifically around females and not having voice. That old cliche, it's better to be seen than be heard. It's that part of it is emotionally starving all the time. Your weight, as we've talked before, your weight is as much metabolism as it is that, honey, you're in protection. And you came on this earth to be able to change that pattern of protecting yourself. Now, in that process, I will admit, because we know we've talked, that there is some genetic predisposition for the metabolism to, for the serotonin, dopamine to be imbalanced. That was on your mother's side. Again, that's that ancestral pattern you're going to be changing. So we have an emotional element to it that puts you in protection. We have a physical aspect of it that puts you in protection. But the other part of it is that we'd have to go in, and if you haven't worked with someone, I think we talked about this, but if you haven't, is go in and talk to someone to see maybe about bioidentical hormones. Or maybe go in and see about working with something with DHEA or melatonin or working with something with dopamine or working with something with serotonin. I'm not talking about antidepressants. I'm talking about a herbal combination or a combination of even homeopathic tinctures or something that would be able to tell your chemistry of your brain that you're not starving. Your brain doesn't know it's not starving. In a lot of ways, and it you don't have it, hon, but in a lot of ways, it's like Prader-Willi's. Mm-hmm. And Prader-Willi's, basically, the brain does not create the serotonin dopamine in the hypothalamus that's part of our, you know, eating cycle. It doesn't tell the brain we're full. And it doesn't tell the brain when we're not full, then the brain thinks we're starving all the time. So if you want to look at it from that standpoint, see if you can find someone that can work with you. And the only reason that I suggested bioidentical hormones is that it would get you to a person that you'd be able to talk to in a way that could understand that what you're dealing with is a genetic predisposition chemically. But then the other part of it is, and this is where I want to acknowledge so deeply for you and to validate for you the emotional release work that you've done, that you are continuing to do, that you know that this is a past situation, meaning you chose to come in and change all this. In that situation is that it is changing. When I touch you, you are lighter. And I would venture to say truthfully from when I last saw you, you probably are less weight. Now, are you 40 pounds less? Probably not. But you 30. Are less weight. You are, 30. Aren't you, honey? You're 30.
Mm-hmm. Overall, it's about 50 pounds.
Now, when we last saw each other, you didn't even know how you were going to do any of this. You just knew you needed to get rid of the emotional part. That's where you started. These pounds that you lost is validation that what you've done is you've done work on the emotional level. So let's see what we can do on that physical part with that chemistry. The foods that you're eating are much better for you, the chemistry-wise. I go through in and I touch your pancreas. I'm touching your stomach. I'm touching the small intestine. I'm touching the liver. All of those things are so much cleaner than when I saw you in Reno. So much cleaner. You've done a tremendous job. Tremendous job. And you know what the interesting thing is? I keep poking at you. That's what I love to do, poke at you. You're not even starving to death, honey.
I'm not even what?
You're not even starving to death. You're not even psychologically starving to death. There has been such a shift in you, in your perception, in your understanding of what this is really all about. See yourself as kind of this living tool for observation. And look at what you're doing and how you're impacting the people around you. And look at what you're doing on the radio. I have a lot of listeners listening to me. And you know what, honey? There are probably many of them that are out there, including moi, saying, you know what? If you can do that, I can do that too. You just happen to go through this shift of consciousness kind of prematurely, which is, of course, who you are. You always do everything before everybody else, don't you?
Say that a little bit slower, please.
I said you always do things prematurely. You always do things before everybody else. You've been involved in this shift of consciousness since I saw you in Reno. Everybody else just caught up to it August 9th, honey.
I had no idea.
That's the beauty of the soul. It works behind the scenes. Your mind is working on something. It's working behind the scenes. So see if you can go in and talk to somebody to see if we can get that hormone, those neurotransmitters. Actually, all the things I'm talking about are neurotransmitters. See if you can get some neurotransmitter balance. And my sense is then your body is going to respond accordingly. And what that means is that your brain will remap itself using the different neurotransmitters to be able to send the message that you're not going to starve to death and that you're not going to always be hungry.
Well, there was a homeopath I was going to for a while. I really liked him, mm-hmm. but it just became too expensive.
Well, let's look at that one really quick, because, I mean, I think a lot of the listeners could value that also. You know, sometimes when it becomes too expensive, we see that as, let's see, how can I, we see that almost as an excuse, is that we can't do things because it's too expensive or we don't have enough time, blah, 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 whatever it may be. Maybe your soul was telling you at that time that you didn't need that, that you were doing what you needed to. Maybe you needed to just have a reprieve for your body to stabilize instead of your body becoming dependent on the remedies as it did on the food. That's the way the soul things sees things, is we see it in the mind as excuses or whatever it may be that we attach to it. Who knows? It's just endless in what, you know, as humans we're so creative and being able to do. But maybe your soul was saying to you, maybe you just needed a change of pace. Now go back and revisit it and ask yourself if you really need to go and to see him again to start up a regimen, or do you just need more information?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're starving for information, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, try that and give me a call. Let me know how it goes. Call me back on the air and let me know how it goes. Again, you don't have Prader-Willi's, but you do have a lot of the symptomology. And even that understanding may be able to open doors for you.
It has. When you told me that in Reno, it has made a difference.
Well,
I
thank you.
I'm able to stand back and look at it more objectively.
Yep. Yep. Look at it through the eyes of your soul. Stand back. Look at your weight. Look at where you are. Look at it through the eyes of the soul. Now, you may get an instant answer. You may not. Stay with it long enough, and you'll get that answer. Thanks for calling me. It's good to touch base with you again.
Me too.
Okay. Light and love. Hi. Let's take line one. Joe from California. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I was just going to say, thanks for calling me. How can I help? How can Mutual Admiration Society, how can I help you, honey?
Yes. I'm having several challenges, and I'm attributing it all to menopause. But I want to make sure that that's what it is and nothing more. But if it is menopause, what can I do to straighten it out? I'm having a lot of tingling in my arms, which I understand is a menopausal symptom. And my energy level is extremely low. And I was having the night sweats, and those went away. But then I started about a week ago with hot flashes, which I know is menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you seeing that I could benefit from knowing?
Yeah, I do. The tingling aspect of it, I do agree that to some degree, it is actually does have to do with some of the menopausal changes. But when I go in your body, hon, you've got a couple of injuries in your back. And those injuries, I think, are part of the tingling aspect that you're experiencing. There's a couple things that come in. Have you ever done myofascial release?
No.
You might want to go and look at that. It's a very, very effective therapy for doing deep tissue release, getting the fascia that's in the muscle structure back to being liquid. It also is a very energetic, subtle energy medicine protocol. It's like a massage, but it isn't, because of the depth that it does, the emotional release work it does. My sense is that some of the tingling that you have that I can pick up is in cervical vertebrae 6 and 7. Now, that's just below where your neck and your shoulder comes together. It's more kind of in what I would call that upper hump part of the back.
Okay.
And what I've got is it feels like you either fail or you were in a car accident or there was something that happened when you were really young and it twisted your neck. It didn't necessarily throw it forward like it'd be a whiplash, but it's like it, whatever you were in or on, it slammed you down into a seat. It caused your head to twist, and I've got an injury there. I've got a little bit of arthritis that's there. It's not bad. It's not an osteoarthritis from what we, you know, think about as far as how that disintegrates the bones. That's not that. But I do have some arthritic energy in that area. When I go down into the tailbone area, I find that that has also been damaged probably, oh, it feels like maybe 12 or 13. It could have also been maybe 15.
Something
that you did just caused your tailbone to turn under, and it just caused, when it turned under, the muscles have always tried to protect it. The sacroiliac joint doesn't move as freely as it needs to. The ankles are a little bit stiff when I go into your body, and you don't have that flexibility and movement. So I think that what we have is we don't have nerve damage. I'll tell you that right up front. There's no nerve damage. But I believe that what we have is when you get out of alignment or the fascia in your muscles becomes hard, then it compresses the nerves itself, and I think that's what's causing your tingling.
Okay.
Again, so things you could do. You could go to myofascial. You could do massage. Acupuncture would be very worthwhile for you. You could go in and you could do Rolfing. Bowen technique would be therapy would be very helpful for you. Again, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, you can certainly look at it online. I would look at maybe a chiropractor that would just not necessarily, you don't need to be have your bones cracked, but that would just be able to help almost, you know, loosen your muscles and then stretch you kind of in that X process and use an activator on you. And then those muscles are going to release. They're going to become liquid. They're not going to compress that nerve, and then you won't have the tingling.
Wonderful. And what about the hot flashes?
Those are definitely menopause, hon.
And normally I had felt that I was estrogen dominant, but from the symptoms I'm having, like the swelling in the stomach and the thighs, I've been told that the estrogen is now decreasing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone. Probably what I'm picking up most likely is at this moment in time, as you and I are talking, is that you are more progesterone dominant than you are estrogen. And in order to manage the progesterone, and again, it's think of your hormones as a teeter-totter. And when we're in the childbearing years, it isn't unusual for women to be estrogen dominant. When we're going into the change part of it, the estrogen decreases. It never really stops flowing, decreases. And then the progesterone then takes over, because the progesterone is the part of our hormones that would tell us to stop the bleeding and menses. So what we do is when estrogen drops, think of the teeter-totter, progesterone's going to increase. And the importance is to try to get both of those in some kind of balance. Water retention, the tingling in the muscles is more progesterone than it is estrogen. Hot flashes are the combination that the teeter-totter isn't in balance. The thyroid being up and down is kind of that teeter-totter effect. The sleep, that insomnia or sleep disorders that people have or issues they have, really doesn't have to do with estrogen dominant. It has to do with increase of progesterone. So what I would encourage you to do is you can either go to a compound pharmacist and find someone, just discover what bioidenticals are about. I have a friend, Carolyn Sutherland, who is a medical intuitive that is very, very skilled in bioidentical hormones. You can go to Caroline Sutherland, S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. She's done a lot of work with physicians and bioidenticals. You might want to see what Carolyn has on her website. Suzanne Summer has great books about bioidenticals. Get a lot of information. That's who you are, hon. You're not, you know, you seem very cautious to me. You're not going to put anything in your body unless you really understand what's going on. Follow that about yourself. And I would just see if that's the case and then go from there. And my sense is that the bloating, the water retention, some of the things I'm picking up, the predisposition for candida, that causes the bloating in your lower abdomen, everything, all those are probably that right now you're too progesterone dominant.
Okay. And from a soul perspective,
You're just coming into your own, honey. I mean, the world has not any clue of who you are.
I keep saying that.
Oh, no. Yeah. But let me tell you, you are coming out there, sweetie. You've got so much inside that you've been. Remember when I talked about the information, the need for information? I mean, really, you're kind of like that sponge. I'll call it that way instead of a learning junkie. That doesn't sound quite as kind, but you're like a sponge. And so everything that you've been doing in your own spiritual evolution, your own personal growth, there's people out there that just need to hear what you have to say. Now, will you be talking to 3,000, 5,000 people? I don't know. You're perfectly capable of doing that, but I'm not sure that that's who you are. But I can tell you for sure, with this shift that I'm picking up in your energy, you're not going to be content being the wind beneath someone else's wings anymore, honey.
I appreciate that. I needed to hear that. I've got a lot on my plate right now that I'm moving forward, but this energy level physically is definitely hampering that.
Well, let's go in and do that real quick, because again, I think all the listeners can work with this, is that in this energy shift that we've just gone through, we've asked to stop living our life through the first chakra. That first chakra, vibrationally, if I were to put you radio transmitters on you, put you on an oscilloscope, that first chakra flows somewhere between 650 to 800 megahertz or cycles per second. It's like womp, 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 very slow. Where we're being asked to go in our consciousness is to our higher self, and we're actually flowing somewhere around 2200 hertz. Well, just obvious, you know, mathematics says if you're trying to push a 22 hertz vibration in a wah, 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 something's going to have to change. And what changes is the choices you make. How willing are you to get rid of the distractions that are keeping you from doing what you're doing? How willing are you to walk your talk? How willing are you to speak your truth? How willing are you to stop flying under the radar? How willing are you to allow that, God, you've got a great sense of humor, that sense of humor forward. When you do that, that first chakra in that alchemical marriage changes, and it actually changes color from red when you put the higher vibration of that purple in there, and it becomes magenta. And now the range goes from 1,000 to 2,800 hertz. That's huge. So if you could shift in some ways from that first chakra, fear around survival, that has been gifted to you, and start seeing it at that higher soul's perspective, that was your work. That's what you came here to do. You came here personally to work beyond those survival fears. Now, we've all got our own fears. And my sense is as I touch you, the fear is rejection. Oh, honey, there's so many people out there. If the ones that let you go and they reject you, just let them go. Something that my council... Ha! I said, my, you should have heard the entire council laugh at that. It's like this, what is this ownership, Reitberger? But one of the things the council shared with me a long time ago and then reminded me of Saturday before this energy shift are what are called the three S's of the spiritual world. Some will, some won't, so what?
That's good. Very good.
So you are coming out, sweetie, and see what you can do to help relieve some of the things in your body. Or what you can just say is, you know, trying to put 2,800 or 2,200 hertz in a 650 megahertz is like putting a bowling ball in a straw and trying to make it go where it needs to. Just change the perception.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all you do.
Oh, and likewise. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's go ahead, Rebecca, and let's take a very quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to pick right back up where I left off with calls. I'll be back very shortly. Thanks for joining me.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.riterger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, we have a little bit different format that we're trying on because a lot of listeners said, Carol, we want a little more of you as far as answering calls. So today's show is called Conversations with Carol. I'm hoping that you're enjoying it. I'm going to be having a show like this every month until you email me back and say, okay, enough of that. We need more of the other. I'm going to continue talking about topics. But I just thought, you know, it's really good for my soul, as I hope it is for yours, to just be able to sit down and enjoy and chat and not feel like we have to cover so many topics and everything. So that's what we're doing today. It's called Conversations with Carol. I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, if you would email me or actually email Kathy, my administrative assistant, God, what love she has been in my life, and a jewel. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I-E, at Reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. Let her know that you're enjoying the show. She'll let me know you're enjoying the show. I'm on a book writing deadline, so that'll help me know whether we want to continue this on. I am taking your calls, so if you have a call for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062, or you can call me at 425-644-5620. I am going to be having another teleclass. It's called Your Health is the teleclass series. It's going to be Thursday, August 27th. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific time, PM Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And the topic for August is on multiple sclerosis. When we actually had people submit a topic, multiple sclerosis, MS was one of the top five topics. I'm going to be sharing how I see it as a medical intuitive energetically, mapping it in the chakra systems, how your personality color either increases or decreases your susceptibility to MS, also some of the hidden psychological meanings behind it. And then I have a PDF, a downloadable, printable PDF that you can actually put in a binder, keep. And in that PDF, I'm going to be talking about the impact that foods and food allergies has on the healing or the creation of MS. I have a wonderful friend, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who has also been on my show. She is the guru, international guru, on healing foods. And I've asked Susan to please come in and to add some information to this PDF for the August show, the August teleclass, on how to be able to work with multiple sclerosis from a nutritional standpoint. We know scientifically it works. Now, medicine may not know why, but the body, if you give it the right foods, it can actually heal that demyelination that takes place of that myelin sheathing, and it can actually repair it, and it can not only work with the symptoms of MS, but in many cases, it can actually heal it. So again, that's Your Health teleclass. It's going to be on Thursday, August 27th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I hope you'll join me. If you don't have MS, but you have a friend, or you just want to acquire this information for your own reference, if you're a healer or a practitioner in any way, I invite you to join me. So you can register online at Reitberger. It's actually pronounced Reitberger, spelled Reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. So I hope you'll join me. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right back into calls. Hi, Barbara from Minnesota.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What part of Minnesota?
St. Paul.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to be in Minnesota in September. I'm going to do an evening of readings. I'm going to do a personality certification, but I'm also going to be launching my 2-year spiritual alchemy science of the soul class back there. So, you know, I'm going to be landing in your area and then going on up the St. Cloud.
Fantastic.
So, oh, it is. Yeah. So you can check out everything on the website, sweet. So how can I help you?
Well, I tell you what, I'm in a lot of stuff right now in my life, but right now I'm trying to sort out why I have certain skin condition. And when I think about it, it's something that I think I've actually been dealing with for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if you could take a look and tell me what's happening.
It is. And the thing is that my sense is that you probably all along thought maybe it had a contact dermatitis to it, that maybe it was, you know, maybe some kind of fabric that you were putting on or something like that. But the reality of it is the skin condition and the different variations of it, because it feels like it's changing, as it's evolving. And, it has to do with your immune system. Okay. And so what I would have you do is, there's a couple things I pick up, is that the skin is the visual portrayal of our soul. It's where we can literally go in and see ourselves and how we're doing through the quality of our skin. When the skin gets old and it loses its flexibility, that yes, we can say that has to do with age, but the reality of it has to do with stress. And our skin really loses a lot of its resiliency, a lot of its ability to stay as healthy as it needs to on the surface because of stress. If you go back, let's see if I can do this, 23 years old. Nope, I'm going to go back. I touched 23, and it sent me back to 8 years old. Where were you at 8 years old, sweetie? What was going on in your life at that time? Can you go back there with me?
Boy. I'm thinking my grandfather died.
Yeah. There was a rejection. There was the energy that I'm picking up at 8 years old, and I picked it up again at 23. There was a rejection that you felt very, very deeply that caused you to become irritated with yourself and then irritated with other people. My personality would say that it's illogical. From your personality, it was very disappointing. It was like being betrayed. And it was this rejection factor. At that point in time, I can start to feel the chemistry and balance in your body, specifically with acidity and your immune system, that came in and started this predisposition for your soul to try to get what's psychologically inside out to the surface. And my sense is what you're working with, and I'll continue from a physical standpoint, but what it feels like to me that you're really working with, Barbara, is there's something inside, sweetie, that's irritating you, kind of like an inner infection that your soul is trying to push to the surface so you can see what it is. And I started this show out with the alchemical formula, which is allowing, becoming, and changing. You've done work on this. I can feel that you've done work. My sense is if you could go back to 8 years old, and let's just hypothetically say that it was your grandfather. I think that was part of it, but I don't think that was it.
Okay.
And you went in and where it was, look at where your mom was, look at where your dad was. Mm-hmm. Look at the dynamics between your mom and your dad's mother and father. Look at who you were in the eyes of your grandmother on your father's side. And my sense is somewhere in there, you're going to find a little nugget. And it isn't that you weren't loved, but something about you was irritating, and somebody took you and just put you in their hand like this beautiful butterfly and put their hand over you, and it's trapped you deep down inside for a long time.
Okay.
I have a question. Was it your mother's father that died?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's why I was at looking for validation, so thank you for giving that to me. The dynamics. You were just like this little person looking at this whole dynamics. Look at your mother and your father's relationship. Look at your father's relationship with his mother and father. Look at your mother's relationship with his mother and his father. And I think you're going to find your answer. Now, let's go in and take it physically, because I've given you lots of food for thought. So let's take it physically. So what would be worthwhile for you to do is to look at incorporating in your diet alkaline foods. At this point in time, I would probably encourage you to get off of all acidic foods for probably 5 to 7 days. There's some wonderful, Nourishing the Body Temple. I just seem to love that one because it has Edgar Cayce's energy around it. One of the things that you might want to do is go in and look at alkaline foods. You could probably go in and look at an acid alkaline diet. You might be able to even find something on WebMD. What I would look at doing is I would look at going in and doing things that, in fact, are alkaline diet. The other thing is, are you aware, have you talked to anybody about your allergic reaction to nightshades?
To what is it?
Called nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes.
No.
Eggplants. You might want to look at that. Just look at it again and then maybe talk to someone. I'm not sure that what you have going on in your skin is food allergies that are compromising your immune system that are causing this internal eruption is what it feels like to me.
Okay.
And for some reason, food allergies come back to it. My friend, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has a website. You might want to go in and seek her out. And, she has a wonderful book called Nature Foods. There's a lot of wonderful people. I am a real believer of Felicia Dury's work and Dr. Mark Hyman's work. And so there's a lot of really skilled people out there that could help you with your diet, but it's your food allergies that are causing the immune system compromise that are causing the outcome in the body. I think that's what it is. Have you ever done muscle testing, honey, or used anybody as a surrogate to be able to clear you for any kind of allergies or reactions you have to chemicals or food? Where can I send you to do that? Do you have a good naturopath that lives close to you?
I don't know of one, but I'm sure I could look into it.
You know, in St. Paul, Minneapolis area, you have an absolutely phenomenal school of naturopath. Naturopathic school. Hello. So what you might want to do is look it up, see if you can find someone that can teach you how to muscle test things before you put them in your mouth. And then what you can do is if you have an allergic reaction or it's going to drain you of energy or it's going to compromise your immune system, then what you can do is you can actually work with someone and train someone how to be able to clear you energetically. There's a wonderful naturopath, actually is a chiropractor in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Dr. Gomez, and I have a little granddaughter who has muscular dystrophy, very sensitive to food, lots of skin issues if she eats the wrong things. And so he taught my daughter and I how to be the surrogate to clear her. So why don't you see if that could help you with it? Because the things that you're doing aren't really giving you the relief that you're looking for, hon.
Okay. As far as going back and figuring out where this originated, what do I do with that if I can figure out?
Okay, so let's go this way. Okay, so let's do it really simply. Do you have one thing that keeps reoccurring in your life that just irritates the daylights out of you? Is it people being late? Is it people not being truthful? Is it Is it people that dismiss you when you share your feelings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's irritating you. And it goes back that far. It's kind of like when I started this show, I didn't realize how deep that issue was with me. Now, what do I do with that? I recognize it. And I decide how I'm going to change it. and in your particular case and all those things I listed, your soul was giving me. It was kind of like it was putting up all these cards in front of me. Carol, say this, say this, say this, say this. And that's the way it works when I do readings with people, the soul does that. But what it said is, here's the things that are irritating you. Now, out of those three things that I listed, you can go back in the archives and listen to the show. In fact, you can go into my website. I think they'll put the archives up quickly, and then I'll put them on my website. Then what you can do is go back and listen to that and find out which of those three things that I listed are most irritating to you. And then what you do is you say, okay, what can I change? For example, if it irritates the daylights out of you, literally, that you have, you know, that somebody dismisses you when you're going to share how you feel because they think you're being emotional, then what you can do is you can either remain silent or you can just say, you know what? I'm going to say it anyway. If they don't like it, they'll walk out of the room. So be it. Or maybe they're going to hear what I have to say because I'm not saying it to try to get even or a power struggle. Maybe I'm just telling them, this has got to stop. Try that one on. It's pretty, really, from the soul's perspective, Barbara, and I don't mean to put any therapists out of business out there because there's a lot of wonderful therapies, but the bottom line of it is that all we have to do is change. Change one subtle, simple, little thing, small, maybe insignificant thing in the way that we act or think. And it is absolutely amazing how this alchemy of the soul is taking place right now.
Oh, that's
good girl. Well, thank you. My pleasure. Oh, my pleasure. Hi, let's do Debbie. Hi, Debbie. From, let's see, is that New Jersey?
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from, hon?
I'm calling from New Jersey, southern New Jersey.
Oh, good, good. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering if you could take a look at my metabolism because no matter what I do, and I really do try.
Yes, you do.
My weight's not, nothing's moving.
No, you're absolutely right. You really are trying. And I want to first of all say thank you for calling me today because I will tell you there are many of us, me included, that are having this same darn situation. We can go on diets. It doesn't seem to work. We can exercise. We may drop a little bit, but it doesn't work. The bottom line of it is absolutely. Well, you will. If you go into exercise, you're naturally going to gain weight because you're going to be replacing the fat with muscle and muscle weighs more. But we're not even talking about that. What we're talking about is we're talking about straight chemistry in you, honey.
Okay.
We're talking about a thyroid that's low.
Okay.
You're not off the scale. A doctor's not going to do a darn thing for you.
You're right.
So what you're going to do, though, is go in and look at low thyroid. Take that, go get that old-fashioned thermometer, you know, the kind that we actually shook down, not the digital. Put it by your bed at night. In the morning, before you move or get out of bed, put that underneath an armpit. Let it sit there for 5 to 7 minutes. Do it for 6 days. You'll start to see that your body temperature is lower. When your body temperature is lower, your body's going to naturally conserve energy.
Yeah.
That's going to slow down the weight. Anything you put in your mouth isn't going to metabolize the way it used to because your body thinks that it may need that one day and it's going to hang on to it. The second thing is when the thyroid gets low, it changes serotonin, dopamine, and it changes the dynamics between estrogen and progesterone. Where you are is, I say this with great love, I'm going to say it anyway, honey, you have no testosterone.
Okay.
You know, there's no libido. There's no, and libido, you know, we think of sexuality, but the truth is the libido part of it is a part of the passion and the enthusiasm of life.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like when that libido goes, we think that, oh my God, sex goes, but it's even more than that.
Right.
So from that standpoint, I would go and get a blood test from either an allopathic doctor, a gynecologist, and even if your family doctor will do it, and just say to them, I want you to test my hormones. They'll say, well, no, I don't think so. And what did they come back with?
You're healthier as a horse.
But did they tell you the range? Did they give you all your numbers?
Yeah, they did tell me about my, I asked him to test me for yeast. He got all upset. And when he did the blood work with the thyroid, he said, your thyroid's perfect. And then someone said to me, it's a little bit on the low end.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the, I'm going to give you a dynamics to work in. We're going to create a triangle. What I would like you to do is I would like you to start at that thyroid, which is in the neck area. I want you to draw a straight line from that neck all the way out to the right side of the body. That's your liver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to draw a straight line all the way over to the left side of the body. That's your spleen. And I want you to draw a line all the way back to the thyroid. Those are the areas that you need to work on in order to be able to reset your thermostat, to be able to reset yourself chemically. Thyroid needs to be worked with. There's things that you can do. Let's see. I did a show, a teleclass on thyroid. Mm-hmm. You could go to my website. Did you come on that one by any chance, hon?
I didn't.
Okay, so you can go in. There's an audio download. There's okay. also a PDF that you can buy that you can look at it. You can look at it energetically, map it in the chakras, blah, 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 and all the things that you can do.
As far as supplements?
Absolutely. There's okay. supplements on there. There's different foods that you can eat, things that you need to avoid. So it's on there. There will be a slight charge for it, but it's really very minimal. So look at that, the things you can do. Then
okay.
the next thing is you need to keep that liver healthy and happy.
Okay.
And what that means is, first of all, is, honey, you need to go in and do a little bit of guilt liposuction.
Guilt.
Get rid of that
okay.
guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not yours.
Right.
It's not yours. It was gifted to you. And it's not yours. It's heavy. And you just want to do some guilt liposuction. Now, from your body standpoint, you want to feed that liver red, green, and orange fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Then you want to go over to the spleen. If you feed your liver what it needs and you get your liver healthy, your immune system's going to be healthy. Your thyroid will rebalance. And then the immune system, the thymus, the neurotransmitters, the hormones themselves, you're going to start feeling like you're gaining on it.
Okay.
You know what? I couldn't tell you. If you wanted to lose your weight, I would have to send you to a gym, honestly, a gym at 8 o'clock in the morning, and at 5 o'clock I would let you out of there. And I don't know, that doesn't sound like much of a life to me. How about you?
Not at all.
And the reality of it is that you would lose some weight, but you wouldn't lose a lot of weight.
Right.
Yeah.
How discouraging.
Yep. So what you do is just go in, start with your thyroid. Yeah, look at the thyroid, do some research. Again, there's a lot of information out there, things that you can do from an alternative standpoint. But I really think that if you start there and then you complete that little triangle, we've got it.
Okay. Thank you so
Good.
Much.
You are so welcome. Thanks. And you know there's not a listener out there that couldn't value that today, both male
it's
and female.
An age-old question for women especially. Okay.
But you know what? Also, the truth of the matter is that men are having the same thing.
Oh,
men
my husband is too. Yeah.
Oh, because of the stress. And, you know, they're going through, I don't know what they're finally going to end up calling it scientifically, but they basically call it testipause. And men's chemistry and their neurotransmitters and their thyroid and their hormones are becoming as skewed as we are in female body. And they're having the same darn issue. And the other part of it is it's cortisol, it's stress. So look at that.
Oh, I can feel the cortisol coming through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like
actually
my body.
If you went in and you really went in and you're very intuitive, if you went in, you could smell cortisol. I can smell it. I can smell you smelling it. You can.
I know. I see when it's happening, I say, well, I can't stop it. There's nothing I can do to stop it right now. I can almost feel it going through my veins. It's an unbelievable feeling.
Yep. So what you do is move and change the scenery.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just go to the woods. That always helps me.
It does. You know, I put something on the other day called Wit and Wisdom from the Soul, and it said nature is the shopping mall for the soul.
It is. Incredible.
Thank you, my love. It's been a lot of fun to talk to you. Well, you are most welcome. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the new format. Again, email me, rickberger.com or kathy@wrightberger.com or rickberger.com. Let me know how you liked it. We're going to try this once every month. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to be back next Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. If you want to rehear this show, please go in to the archives. You can go on my website, rickberger.com, RITBERGER.com, and you'll be able to listen to this show and gather the information. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy this change. Code word for you, for all of us to vibrationally hold this entire week, is to hold the word gratitude. Light and love. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.